2, Chapter 1, Georgia's Land and Climate. Chapter Preview, Terms. Region, Erosion, Fault, Elevation, Fall Line, Aquifer, Marsh, Climate, Weather, Precipitation, Drought, Tornado, Hurricane, Wetland, Estuary, Barrier Island, Swamp. Places: Appalachian Mountains, Appalachian Plateau Region, Valley and Ridge Region, Blue Ridge Mountains Region, Brasstown Bald, Piedmont Region, Stone Mountain, Coastal Plain Region, Okefenokee Swamp, Golden Isles. Page 3. With mountains and beaches, oaks and pines, deer and alligators, Georgia has a rich diversity of land, soil, and life forms. The state is in the western hemisphere of our planet, on the continent of North America. North America includes not only the United States of America and Canada, but also the large island of Greenland in the Atlantic Ocean, the countries of Central America, such as Mexico, and the island countries in the Caribbean south of the United States. The North American continent is the third largest in land area behind Asia and Africa. North America is the fourth largest in population behind Asia, Africa, and Europe. Georgia is in the southeastern area of the United States of America and is the largest state east of the Mississippi River. It stretches about 300 miles from its northern boundary to its southern border. Georgia is bordered on the north by Tennessee and North Carolina, on the west by Alabama, on the south by Florida, and on the east by South Carolina and the Atlantic Ocean. The state is divided into 5 geographic regions. A region is an area with common characteristics such as soil, vegetation, climate, landforms, recreation, or economic opportunities. These regions have affected the settlement, culture, and economy of the state, and provided homes for many different plants and animals. This chapter explores our state's geography and examines its importance in how Georgia's history unfolded. Page 4 is a focus on the reading skill, reading maps. Page 5, Signs of the Times, contains information about the vital statistics and location of Georgia. Page 6, Section 1, Georgia's Geographic Regions. As you read, look for the 5 geographic regions of Georgia, key physical features including the fall line, terms, erosion, fault, elevation, fall line, aquifer, marsh. Based on its land forms, the natural features of a land surface, Georgia is divided into 5 distinct regions: the Appalachian Plateau, the Valley and Ridge Area, the Blue Ridge Mountains, the Piedmont, and the Coastal Plain. Each of these regions has soil, physical features, and climate that help determine what kinds of animals and plants can live and thrive in them. Georgia's land forms and its climate have influenced the history of each region because they are strong determiners of where and how people live and earn their living. Appalachian Plateau Region. Running over 2,000 miles from northern Georgia into Canada is the eastern mountain chain known as the Appalachians. They are very old mountains, some of the oldest in the world. They were formed when 2 plates of earth crashed into each other, pushing 1 plate upward and forming the mountains. Because they are so old, the weather has worn them down, and they are more rounded and less jagged than the younger mountains of the western United States, such as the Rockies. Page 7 contains a map of Georgia's geographic regions. Page 8. Page 8. In the northwest corner of the state, mostly in Dade County, is a small piece of the Appalachian Plateau, the western edge of those mountains. Most of the plateau is in Tennessee and Alabama. The Georgia portion is on the southern and eastern side of the over 80-mile-long Lookout Mountain. Some of the rock underlying this land is limestone, a rock made up of calcium in various forms. The erosion or wearing away of the limestone has resulted in the formation of many caves. For example, Ellison's Cave in Walker County is the 12th deepest cave in the United States. The region has always been somewhat isolated from the rest of Georgia. In fact, when Georgia bought the land that is now Cloudland Canyon State Park in the late 1930s, the state built the first road into the area, connecting the area through Stevens Gap to a highway on the other side. Underneath the Appalachian Plateau is a vast coal field. There was also a thinner layer of iron ore. As a result, for almost 150 years, mining was a major occupation for the people living in this region. Before that time, the land was inherited by the Cherokee Indians until they were forced out in the 1830s. Page 10, Valley and Ridge Region. The area just east of the plateau is the Valley and Ridge Region, named for its landforms. The long ridges of mountains have equally long valleys in between. These ridges and valleys parallel each other. They look like a series of parallel straight lines running on a slant. The whole formation runs diagonally across the northwest part of the state from the southwest toward the northeast. Harder rocks formed the ridges, while softer rocks in between eroded due to rain and wind to create the valleys. The major formations are the Chickamauga Valley, the Armudia Ridges, and the Great Valley. The valleys, which are 700 to 800 feet above sea level, contain land that is fertile for farming. The streams and roads in this region run along the valleys. In some places, roads cut across the ridges to link the valley roads to each other. This region is divided from the mountains in the northeastern portion of the state by the Cartersville Great Valley Fault System. This is also sometimes called the Carter's Dam Fault. A fault is a break in the Earth's crust that occurs when one part of Earth's surface folds or is thrust up over the surface next to it. Page 12. Blue Ridge Mountains Region. The portion of the Appalachian Mountains in Georgia is part of the range known as the Blue Ridge, which runs from Virginia southwest to northeastern Georgia. This region looks different from the ridge and valley region. The pattern of the Blue Ridge Mountains region is not the straight lines of valley and ridge. The valleys in this region have a pattern that is more like the branches of a tree. Many of the roads of the region wind around these valleys and streams, where road building is easier than it is higher on the mountains. Throughout the mountains are rapid streams and beautiful waterfalls as water travels down the mountains and over rocks. The elevation, height above sea level, of the mountains ranges from about 1,600 feet to over 4,700 feet. This means the weather is usually cooler here, making Georgia's mountains an attractive summer retreat. Page 13. In this region is Georgia's highest mountain, the 4,784-foot-high Brasstown Bald. Also beginning in this region is the popular hiking trail known as the Appalachian Trail. The trail and the first tower on the top of Brasstown Bald were built as part of the recovery program known as the New Deal, which was begun in response to the Great Depression of the 1930s. In the 1800s, Georgians found gold that could be mined in these mountains. This led to the country's first gold rush. As settlers streamed into the mountains, the Cherokee Indians who had been here for generations were forced out. Marble is also found in the mountains and eventually became an important part of the region's economy. In the 20th and 21st centuries, tourism has become an important source of income. Today, tourists come to the mountains to hike trails, raft and canoe the fast rivers and streams, observe and study the wildlife, and enjoy the beautiful colors of the changing leaves of the hardwood trees in the autumn. Page 14, the Piedmont region. Many of Georgia's people live in the Piedmont region of the state, which lies between Georgia's mountains and its coastal plain. The land of the Piedmont is characterized by rolling hills. Underlying some areas of the Piedmont is granite, which can be quarried, mined, for tombstones, buildings, statues, countertops, and more. Occasionally, the granite extends above the ground, as is the case with the majestic Stone Mountain east of Atlanta. The soil in some parts of the Piedmont is clay. Iron oxide gives some of that clay a red color, for which the area is well known. Rivers flow through all areas of the Piedmont. Most arise in the north and flow southeasterly toward the Atlantic Ocean. However, the Chattahoochee flows southwesterly, then south to the Gulf of Mexico. The Piedmont has many trees, including certain types of pines, as well as oak and hickory. In some places, hardwoods such as elm, maple, and sweet gum grow. Fertile topsoil in many areas made farming important in the region for over 300 years. At the southern edge of the Piedmont is the Fall Line. Here, the more narrow rivers, with headwaters in the north, flow over the last hard rock of the Piedmont, creating waterfalls and rapids. As they flow into the softer and sandier soils of the upper coastal plains, the rivers spread out and become wider and slower. They sometimes have large curves or may flow east-west for a distance as they cut through the land. Long ago, the Fall Line marked the beginning of the Atlantic Ocean beach. As we have seen, the soil above the Fall Line has clays and sometimes granite. Below the Fall Line, the ground is more porous, often sandy. From the Fall Line, rivers flow to the Atlantic Ocean without further obstacles. That means goods could be easily shipped down the river. Because of that, many of Georgia's important cities are located along the Fall Line. These Fall Line cities include Augusta on the Savannah River, Milledgeville on the Oconee River, Macon on the Okmulgee River, and Columbus on the Chattahoochee River. Fur traders, farmers, craftsmen, and factory owners carried their products to the docks of these cities for shipment down the rivers to port cities, from which the products made their way to markets far away. Page 16, Coastal Plain Region. The largest geographic region of Georgia is the coastal plain, which is further divided into an upper and a lower area. Once underwater until the Atlantic Ocean receded, the coastal plain region now covers the southern half of the state. The upper coastal plain has the Fall Line's sand hills as its northern border. The soil underneath is porous limestone, which holds rainwater that is used both for drinking and for agriculture and industry. This formation, known as the Floridan Aquifer, is one of the largest resources of fresh water east of the Mississippi River. An aquifer is an underground natural storage tank. The lower coastal plain includes Georgia's 100-mile-long coast, the islands that lie between the coast and the open Atlantic Ocean, and the large basin, depressed area, called the Okefenokee Swamp. The ports of Savannah, Brunswick, and St. Mary's lie in this geographic region. The lower coastal plain is flat and low with marshy areas near the coast. These marshes are low-lying wet areas that often have grasses growing in them. In his poem, The Marshes of Glen, Georgia poet Sidney Lanier was inspired by the length and the breadth and the sweep of the marshes that give Glen County on Georgia's southeastern coast some of its beauty. Page 18. The flat landscape allows for straight highways through the coastal plain. much of the lower coastal plain was once home to longleaf pine trees, with wiregrass growing on the forest floor under the shade. Wiregrass needs periodic fire to encourage its growth, and nature complies in that area with many lightning-producing storms. Gophers, turtles, and birds also like to dine on the wiregrass. Other kinds of plants do not get enough sunlight to grow, so a pine forest looks more like a park. This wiregrass region, sometimes called the Pine Barrens, stretched across the entire state before the middle of the 1800s. At that time, railroads made it possible to transport big pine logs. So many trees were cut for boards that the forest no longer covered the same territory. More trees were removed as farmers cleared land for growing crops. The natural fires that were important to maintaining the grasses and trees became a danger to the fields of crops and cities nearby. Today, the forestry industry that makes lumber for building and pulp wood for papermaking relies on loblolly pine and slash pine instead of the longleaf. These five geographic regions make Georgia an interesting state. There are many different kinds of plants and animals and many landscapes to view and study. With so many geographic regions, Georgians have had many ways of earning a living, depending on what region of the state they called home. Nature has also provided great beauty in the land from the mountains to the sea. Georgians have many opportunities for learning, for recreation, and for retreating to the natural world. Reviewing the section, 1. Define erosion, aquifer, marsh. 2. What are Georgia's five geographic regions? 3. What is the significance of the fall line? Page 19, Georgia Portraits, Dr. Eugene Odom. In the 20th century, one of the most important people in the world in the effort to understand the relationship between the environment and society was University of Georgia professor Eugene P. Odom. In fact, Dr. Odom is known as the father of modern ecology. Ecology is a branch of science that examines how living things, including humans and their society, interact with their environment. Dr. Odom was important in the development of the idea of an ecosystem. An ecosystem is a particular area where the plants, animals, bacteria, and non-living parts, such as minerals, chemicals, rocks, and soil, act together to form a unit. Things within an ecosystem depend on each other. Dr. Odom spent his life working to help people understand how ecosystems worked and the effect that humans and their activities could have on those ecosystems. In 1966, he founded the Institute of Ecology at UGA and became its director. The Institute has become one of the leading places in the world to educate ecologists and to do research in ecology. He also helped establish the Savannah River Ecology Laboratory and the UGA Marine Institute on Sapelo Island. Dr. Odom wrote many books and articles about the subject, including a textbook. He was still writing books in the late 1990s when he was in his 80s. In 2007, the Institute of Ecology at UGA was renamed the Eugene Odom School of Ecology in his honor. Dr. Odom was concerned that everyone, including young people, understand the importance of ecology. Each year, classes in the elementary, middle, and high schools in Clark County and the surrounding counties can apply for Odom Awards for environmental projects. For example, one school received a grant to buy recycling bins for all the classrooms. The goal is to encourage students to learn about environmental issues. Dr. Odom was a truly distinguished Georgian.